Masechet Shavuot Perek Gimel Mishnah Yud Aleph will now talk about the Shavuot Shav, a vain oath that was made, a swear that was done for no reason, as we described earlier on in the Perek. Mishnah says, Shavuot Shav noheget ba'anashim u'ba'anashim. Shavuot Shav applies to both men and women, b'rchokim u'b'krovim, with both relatives and non-relatives. If a person swore that a certain man was a woman, or a certain woman was a man, and it wasn't true, that's a Shavuot Shav, whether that person was related to him or not. This will become relevant in the next Perek, where there is a difference when it comes to the Shavuot Ha'edut. So this is just putting things in context for the next Perek. Biksherim or Bipsulim, the people who are kosher to testify in court, and those who are disqualified from testifying in court. Bifne Bedin v'shilo bifne Bedin, whether the swear was made in court or out of court. Umipi atzmo, as long as the swear came from his mouth and it wasn't coerced or imposed on him from the mouth of others. And about the punishment, v'hayavin azedona makot v'al shigigata patur, a person is liable to malkut for violating the prohibition that he made with the Shavuot Shav, but he would be completely exempt for unintentionally violating it. So different than the Shavuot HaBitui, where there's the Korban Hatat, Ole Ve'ored, over here, for unintentionally violating it, there is nothing that a person has to do. Even though we learned with the Shavuot Shav or Shavuot Bitui that a person would not be liable if it was imposed by others, if someone else forced him to do it, there is a certain type of forced oath that would be an exception. Ahad zo ve'ahad zo hamushma mepi aharim hayav. In the case of both this and that one, both types of swears that we spoke about in the last two mishnayot, Shavuot Bitui and also Shavuot Shav, if the swear was imposed on him by others, we said that a person would not be liable. That's what we explained. That a person, only if he made it mepi atzmo, he would be liable. He did something wrong. But we'll say there's one circumstance where even if someone else sort of made him swear, that he would then be liable. What's the case? Ketzad, how so? Amad, lo achalti hayom, velo hinachti tefillin hayom. Let's say somebody said, I did not eat today, and I did not put my tefillin on today, but he never said them with the lashon, with the language of a swear. And then someone else told him, mashbi'acha ani ve'amar amen. Then someone told him, the statement that you just made, I'm putting on you as a swear. I'm turning it into a swear. And then the person who made the original statement said, amen. In that case, hayav. He would be liable if it was a Shavuot Bitui and he did it on purpose. He lied on purpose. He would be hayav malkut. If he lied by mistake, he said amen unintentionally, then he would have to bring a korban hatat o levi ored. Amen is like him taking upon the swear. If it was a Shavuot Shav, then only if he did it on purpose would he be hayav malkut. But if he said amen by mistake, he would not be liable whatsoever.